Hello, it is Tuesday the 1st of April 2014 and the time is 23:46 and it's been raining today. We've had quite a lot of heavy rain and it's been windy. It's still mild but we've had some real downpours. And I must admit, I thought that I thought we'd finish with this, but there you go. We went to Pride of Lewes this morning to get some sausages because there's a shop there called Baptista, which sell a lot of English foods at quite exorbitant prices, to be honest with you. Though 20 sausages, and they're nice sausages as well. They're not bad sausages, frozen. But they're only €2.79, which is quite cheap, really. Yet they are selling dog food for €2.30. And you can buy the same sort of stuff in Aldi's, Lidl's and Pingo for 50 cents. So, yeah, you got to watch some of it. You know, their meat, all their fresh meat and that is pretty cheap. But certain items are quite expensive. They do a lot of frozen, English frozen bread as well, which obviously is bought over, and that's why the cost is dearer. And they want about €2 to €3 for a loaf of bread, where you can pick it up for, you know, €1.10, even cheaper if you buy fresh bread from the bakers. But anyway, so yeah, that's where we went today, and it was quite a hazardous journey, really, because the drains here had a job to cope with such a downpour, and it was pretty heavy. But it cleared up for a while, and then started again. So we had a coffee and a cake, because there was Shirley and myself and John and Annie from just, you know, up the road. And Rose came with us, so there was five of us. And they went to get some bits and pieces. And, of course, I'm away soon. And next couple of days, Thursday, so I've only got tomorrow, really. I'm the only one with a car, really. Well, John's got a car, but, of course, he can't drive at the moment. Although he will be able to drop me off at the station, which is only a 5-minute journey. I'll drive down to either Largosh or Mia Pryor to get the 6:14 on Thursday morning to Faro to get the plane back to the UK. But he said they'd be quite happy to drive back from there, and if he can't do it, Annie will be able to do it, although she doesn't like driving over here, which is fair enough, but of course it'll be early in the morning and go down the back streets. So they're quite happy with that. Where else did we go? Yeah, we drove back, popped into Aldi, and I needed to get a train ticket for Thursday, which I get a what they call a FIPS pass, which is like an international pass, which gives me discount on the railways in Europe, because I used to drive trains, and you get 50% discount over here. So I thought, right, because I wanted to get it before Thursday. I didn't want to have to worry about getting a ticket, and I forgot my blooming pass, but luckily Shirley had taken hers. So as long as you've got a pass with you when you show the ticket, it's fine. So got the ticket for Thursday, and also the return journey Tuesday week. So came to €14.60, and of course with the discount, €7.30 return to Faro from Lagos, which is not bad. Bearing in mind it's about 50 miles or 75 kilometres. That's pretty cheap. Obviously with a discount makes a lot of difference, but even if you paid the full fare, I mean, that's a return. It's not bad at all. It would cost you, €70, €50 in a cab, and most probably even if you jumped on a bus, you could do these transfers. from Lagos, you know, that's going to cost you about 20 euros, something like that. And that's only one way. But I'm glad I got the ticket. That's the main thing. And, yeah, all's well. I need to pack my case tomorrow. Well, case is only a hold all. It's nothing. I don't take a lot of stuff. I'll only be taking my iPhone and my iPad mini. And hopefully I'll be able to do a few of these while I'm in the UK. But of course it's going to be the Wi-Fi. Although people I'm staying with have got Wi-Fi, so I'll be able to do it there. But it's not like over in here in Portugal where most of the cafes have got free Wi-Fi in Lagos. And there's a couple in the village up the road. So, yeah, a little bit few and far between, I know, in the UK. They're not quite so sparing with their Wi-Fi for some reason. But we'll see anyway. We'll see how we get on. So that's about it, really. I've been watching a couple of TV programmes and catching up with some more Arkham Horror, mostly playthroughs. I did want to play a game, full game today if I could, but we was out all day because, that's right, we got the ticket and then we decided to have fish and chips at the marina. So we had lunch out as well. So we didn't get back here till about 3:30, 4:00. I'm not going far tomorrow, that's for certain. I'm going to take it easy tomorrow because Thursday morning I'm going to be up about 5:00, which is going to be a bit of a shock for me. Not used to it anymore. Okay then, that's it. I will speak to you later. Bye for now.